August 20th, 2012, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I prefer the humble heart, for it is the humble heart that is always seeking to be more perfect in my eyes, and recognizes his own imperfections. There is a vast difference between the righteous heart and the self-righteous heart, although at the same time there is a fine line between the two. The righteous heart strives to perfect every virtue by perfecting himself in holy love. He readily acknowledges his shortcomings. He sees the good in others. If others' faults come to light, he willingly admits, had he not had every grace to sustain him, he may have had the same faults. The self-righteous, however, regard themselves as morally and spiritually superior to others. They may even believe or give the impression, they believe, that they have all the answers. They do not, with humility, look into their own hearts or seek to improve on the virtuous life. They may set themselves up as experts, unwilling to listen to others' opinions, unopen to criticism. In their hearts, they do not give God the glory for their knowledge, holiness, or any status amongst men. They seem to believe everything depends upon and is the direct result of their own efforts. So the righteous heart must beware of these traits and attitudes. The righteous heart must stand guard over his senses and bring them under the umbrella of holy love. The righteous heart must be God's glory in the world.